Hey, and welcome to episode 75 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today, we're starting to wind down Independence Week by looking at one of the main female legends to emerge from the American Revolution, the story of Molly Pitcher. We certainly like our heroic figures. Today's episode is about a woman named Molly Pitcher, a woman who was carrying water to the soldiers in the thick of the Battle of Monmouth in New Jersey when her husband, an artilleryman, was killed. According to legend, she valiantly took her husband's place firing the cannon and after the battle was met by George Washington and even given the status of non-commissioned officer. Unfortunately, you guessed it, none of this really ever happened. Molly Pitcher's story is the conglomeration of the actions of many women during the war. Throughout the Revolution, there were women who took the role of camp followers, tending to the wounded, keeping the camp in order, and bringing the men water during battle. So actually, a woman carrying a bucket of water in the middle of a fight would not necessarily have been an uncommon sight. Now, the woman most often attributed the name Molly Pitcher was a real woman named Mary Hayes, who was actually at the Battle of Monmouth. But her husband didn't die in the battle, and there's no record that Washington ever met her. There's another true story about a woman named Margaret Corman, who really did start shooting a cannon during a battle in New York State, but the rest of her details don't really fit the Molly Pitcher story. She died of syphilis and didn't really live the life of someone who we would want to idolize today as an American hero. Molly Pitcher was a combination, a fictionalization of several of these stories that also touches upon the reality of a woman's role in camp life. It's a shame because in this instance, the real story about Margaret Corman is much cooler than the fake one. So adamant was she to stop the British advance that she kept firing the cannon after her husband died, until a British cannonball took her arm clean off and she was forced to seek medical attention. Thanks for tuning in to episode 75 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the last day of Independence Week when we look at the curious history of one of the most famous commands that came out of the war. Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes!